defiant junior doctors demonstration. Sam Gleddon. Junior doctors from across the country demonstrated in London on the 6th of February. Medics protested against unsafe changes to working hours and what are effectively pay cuts. Thousands attended the demonstration, which comes ahead of a planned 24-hour walkout, with emergency care only, on the 10th of February. The mood of the demonstration was defiant. Morale was also impressive considering this was the third march of its kind since the dispute began. There were 2 hours of speakers, followed by a masked march on Downing Street from 3 p.m. In their speeches, NHS workers exposed Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt's false claims about the weekend effect. His lies are just a cover for cuts. Peer-reviewed studies show Hunt's explanation for needing more staff at weekends to be nonsense. Doctors correctly see this as part of a wider drive to privatize public services. Speaking to The Socialist, Dr. Ioana Maxwell from Southampton said, "I think it is definitely a part of the whole picture. This is the first step, in a way, to the government privatizing the whole NHS. And that's going to happen all over, to any public service." Doctors also agreed with the Socialist Party's call for coordinated action across the NHS and other public services to fight austerity. Junior Dr. Scott Ferrenden said, "I support anyone who is feeling oppression on their working conditions at this moment. I was speaking to a police officer today, and they are up against it just like we are. Clearly, if the fight to defend the NHS is going to be successful, workers across the NHS need to coordinate and mobilize. Without mass action, different sections of NHS workers risk becoming isolated." This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 8th of February 2016, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.